The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. We have been listening to the different revelations of God, how God revealed who Jesus is from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. And mostly it's been through some kind of supernatural activity, angels appearing, dreams to Joseph. But in the Gospel of John, there is no nativity narrative. There is no narrative how Jesus was born. As we heard the Gospel today, the miracle at the wedding feast of Cana is the first time Jesus revealed his glory, revealed his identity, and disciples came to believe in him. But what's important for us is how did that happen this time? God did not intervene in a supernatural way. It was through Mary. As the Gospels were written, the Gospel of John was the last Gospel to be written. So now John is taking it now to the church 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And basically he's telling them and telling us today, now it's up to us to reveal the glory of Jesus so people can come to believe in him, just like Mary did, Mary our mother, Mary the perfect disciple. That's how the glory of Jesus will be revealed throughout the centuries. God is not going to continue to interfere and do it his way. Now God relies on us. And it's interesting how Mary does it. First, we see Mary concerned about the wedding party, the wedding, the bride and the groom, they're running out of wine. She didn't ask something for herself, but she brings it to Jesus. She doesn't tell Jesus, "Well, make him wine." She states the situation for Jesus. They are out of wine. She leaves it up to Jesus to decide what to do about it. A lot of times when we pray, we're telling Jesus what he should do for us, rather than offer it to Jesus and said, "Lord, this is the situation. I'm sick. My spouse is sick. Lord, I'm unemployed." And then it's also interesting what she tells the servers, what she tells us, "Do whatever he tells you." Again, a lot of time we know the need, we know what we want Jesus to do, and we expect him to do it, rather than surrender ourselves to God's will in that situation and accept what he wants us to do. It's not a play of words, it's not semantics. It's about a disposition of our heart. Who's in control? The way the glory of Christ will be revealed in the world when we surrender our will, when we surrender our wisdom and let God act in the world, or else it's us who are shine. And the servants do what Jesus told them. Now think about it. This is not, it's a request from Jesus that doesn't make much sense. If they're out of wine, why do you want us to fill 7 jars of water? And yet they did it. Because again, they listened to Mary, who told them, do whatever he tells you. And the wine, the water becomes wine. Without any miraculous, hocus-pocus type of thing. And they, again, they obey, and they take it to the head waiter to taste it. That's the kind of disciple that Mary is calling us to become, is modeling to us through this wedding feast in Cana. As we begin this new year, maybe it's time for us to look at how do we pray? How am I really doing God's will rather than doing my will? Have I surrendered myself to Jesus? And sometimes maybe in some areas, but in some other areas we still hold control because we're afraid. Fear is never from God. When we have fear, that means we don't have faith and trust in God. We need to trust like the servant trusted and do what Jesus tells us to do.